going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Oz Mate. It's Matty Garwood. Now, since his arrival in 2015, Chris Watts, he has stepped forward as one of the artists to be watching out for. He is constantly delivering these powerful songwriting and storytelling bangers. We're going to catch up with him and find out the story all about this brand new one, Over You, as he joins us right now. Chris Watts, thanks for joining us here on Oz Mate, mate.
How's it going?
It's going really well down here. We're pretty well isolated ourselves, but how about you there in Victoria, in Melbourne?
Just stuck here in my bedroom, doing our bit to get over this thing and give that COVID the flick. Yeah. Bring back Australia to its former glory, I guess.
Well, that is where a lot of the magic happens, in the bedroom. A lot of people do a lot of writing in there. Are you keeping busy doing a bit of stuff?
There's so much to do with this release. There's so many bits and pieces behind the scenes. So just constantly doing, obviously, interviews and a few more little assets for the clip. We're trying to set up some live stuff, some video live stuff, just some more assets. But, you know, it's just busy pushing this track,
Had you done any kind of social stuff with the live streaming before COVID had come about? Or is this kind of new to you as well with the Zoom writing that people are doing at the moment too?
Oh, 100%. I did a Zoom session with some friends back in LA that we've worked on this year. So, yeah, Zoom's going to be an interesting one for the future, I guess. Like, there is no need sometimes maybe get, you know, half around the world to write a song when I can just do it from my bedroom.
I think it's definitely one of the things that's going to stay around after this for sure.
Yeah.
And you've been staying around some big names yourself, mate. How about sharing the stage with people like Robbie Williams and Sir Elton John? Your career so far, Chris, has just been an absolute whirlwind.
To put those two names on my CV to date is pretty crazy. And even some people, you know, like yourself say it again, I'm like, I'm trying to pinch myself.
Yeah. But it's just a credit to the work that you're doing, Chris, and we're loving what you're doing with Over You. Tell us a little bit about how this one came about. It's got a heavy kind of Five Sauce feel to it.
I was meant to go to Sydney to write a song with someone else, and they actually pulled out last second, and I teed up with one of my main producers I write with, John Paul Fung, who's over in Mossman in Sydney, and last second I jumped in on a cancelled session, so JP said, come in, let's write something, and he's a gun producer. This song came out of it. I remember feeling not too crazy about it, then I showed my manager, showed a few friends, and I think I quickly realised, like, oh, okay, maybe this is something really good here.
And where did you guys find the inspiration for it? Was it something that had been playing around in your mind for a while, or it just literally came through the collab?
Yeah, it was definitely a relationship where it spawns from, you know, that kind of limbo stage when you're broken up with someone and you three or four months out, you haven't spoken, or you have spoken, you're kind of like, is this done? Like, are we, is this over, or are we just playing games here? And I guess it's easier just to not move on and just sit in that space where it's easier to romanticize the past and not move on.
So you had your debut album come out in 2018. What else have we been working on, or we're looking forward to going forward with Over You?
A couple of tracks ready to go for this year, but because of COVID, you know, having to move things around. There is one song that's already wrapped up in the bag. You know, we filmed a clip back in May. That's hopefully going to be jumping around, you know, start next year. It takes more music to come in a similar dark. You know, you mentioned Five Saucy, Post Malone, Halsey.
Yeah.
That kind of world.
With tours and things, did you have any more booked around what was going on through 2020? Did you have to reschedule anything?
We were definitely going to drop a couple of singles and then play a headline show around that single. So pretty hard here in Melbourne. It's starting to open up slowly, I guess. But next year, headline shows are definitely on the cards. I'm busting to play these new songs, some old ones. So there'll be shows soon enough.
Cool, man. Well, we are very much looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to getting through your brand new one, Over You. Chris Watts, really appreciate you spending some time here on Oz Made, mate.
No, I really appreciate you for having me on and giving me the kind words on the track. Hey, this is Chris Watts, and this is my new track, Over You.